All right, let's play this quote real quick before we talk to Robert Baer that everybody's talking about. This was from CNN.
When a foreign country interferes in your election and the outcome is in doubt and legitimacy of the government, I don't know how it worked constitutionally. I'm not a lawyer, constitutional lawyer, but I'm deeply disturbed by the fact that the Russians interfered, and I would like to see the evidence, because if the evidence is there, I don't see any other way than to vote again. I mean, as an American citizen.
Robert Baer is an intelligence and security analyst for CNN, one of the most accomplished agents in CIA history. He has written 4 New York Times bestsellers. He has served everywhere from Iraq to New Delhi and awarded the Career Intelligence Medal for his efforts. Robert joins us now. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
It's great to be here.
Well, obviously, a lot of people talking about your comments. The president's holding a press conference today. I agree with you. I think, and I feel just sort of astounded that whether it's the media or anybody else is not taking this as seriously as you and I are.
I'm worried. I'm completely worried. I mean, you know, some people, and they're absolutely right, have been declaring this as an act of war.
Yeah.
The Russians may have tipped the elections in Trump's favor. And if I would be saying the same thing if they had done it in Hillary's favor.
Right.
I mean, interfering in a country's election is attacking our sovereignty. And what we don't know is how bad it was, I mean, and how successful it was. And, you know, the fact that we're going to let the Electoral College vote on Monday without even addressing this, I find astounding. They should all be briefed. They should see the evidence. And the recommendation should be there. They should at least postpone their vote. I mean, this is, you know, there's nothing in the Constitution really, you know, because Congress was affected as well. I mean, there's, what, 10, a dozen seats that were hacked by the Russians?
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham says he was. How deep does it go? We just don't know. We were attacked, essentially, by Russia. And I don't see anybody saying that the Russians didn't interfere. I know they've denied it. I know Julian Assange has denied it. But those denials are worthless.
Well, the Kremlin and Donald Trump's statements seem to line up.
They line up perfectly. And remember, you know, the New York Times story about the Alpha Bank. There was encrypted communications with the Trump campaign. What was that about? The
yeah.
FBI said there's nothing there. They waived the Times off of that. At the highest level, the FBI says, there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. So they sort of reported it tangentially. But I don't know, especially with Comey coming up for the election, bringing up this canard, the same emails that have been looked through. You know, it stinks. The whole thing stinks.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this from a partisan point of view.
I know. I mean, Bob, listen, I know you're considered one of the world's foremost authorities on the Middle East. You know, and I know that you realize this is bigger than our country even. I mean, Russia has done this in other countries, but if we allow this to stand in the United States of America, I mean, the implications around the world are sort of terrifying, right?
Well, especially they're continuing to do it. And if we get a CIA director in there that just classifies this stuff and we never see it, we're going to be living with this for every election forever, that we are going to become a banana republic. And I know about this because the CIA used to treat countries in Latin America and other places as banana republics. That was in the middle of the Cold War. But the whole thing is war, is the word here. And we're not seeing the details. Is this overblown?
Bob,
Brennan?
I know that many of the electors have asked to see this intelligence. Are they, in fact, going to see the intelligence? Do you think that's part of what the president's going to say today in his press conference?
I hope they do. Right now, I don't see any backbone from the Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump, even before the election, called its legitimacy into question. I don't understand why the Democrats and patriotic Republicans aren't calling legitimacy of the election into question. They should be.
Right, right. I mean, and I absolutely agree with you, is the people that have said this is a political 9/11, is an act of war. I know that, you know, some of the tweets we're seeing and that I think are, have been on CNN is that the Donald Trump in particular, is his reaction to this has changed the president's calculus on this as I think a matter of national security. They were saying that the priority, I'm not sure now, is the transition of power when there's been this reaction that I think the president has to know is incredibly dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous. He says, I don't want to see the evidence. I mean, don't you always want to see evidence? If there's evidence against you,
right?
Don't you want to see it?
If you're innocent, if you're innocent, you do, right?
I always do. I just, all right, what did I do? Tell me what I did. Show me what I did, and so I can defend myself or correct course. He doesn't want to do either. He doesn't understand computers. He doesn't understand how hacking works. He doesn't understand the forensics of this, which I understand is pretty good. And I don't see any intelligence agency standing up and saying, no, the CIA is wrong on this.
Well, I mean, and as you said, it's not for them to say that this is partisan when this is 17 national intelligence agencies that are all saying the same thing. And meanwhile, it's obviously the FBI that sat on this information while leaking, as you said, this politically damaging and nothing burger, as it turned out to be, about Hillary's emails, right?
It makes you wonder what Comey is, if he's partisan. But that, I'll give him pass on. I simply don't know. It could have been a mistake. But what we do know is the consensus is that there was the Russians hacked the elections in the favor of Trump. We don't know whether it pushed Trump over the top. We don't know the effect of it. For all we know, it helped Hillary. We just don't know. But if we don't investigate it, we're going to be left hanging over our head for the next 4 years and probably eight, that we have an illegitimate government.
Right. Well, I mean, as you know, this clip that we played that everybody's been talking about, you were just saying that in every democracy in the world, they do a revote when, you know, a foreign hostile government has been found to have interfered. I know that's not in our Constitution. I mean, you said in there you're not a constitutional scholar, but I also feel like we've been saying we've also never been at this place in our history. Right, Bob? I mean, what...
Well, we had the election of 1800, Jefferson against Burr on that, and it went to Congress. It's not going to do any good if the congressional, there's been interference with Congress, but I would rather at this point see the Electoral College refer it to Congress, have full-on hearings, and let Congress vote.
Mm-hmm.
If at the end of those hearings, it's inconclusive, at least somebody looked at it.
Yeah. I mean, I
realize it's a Republican Congress.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that stuff happens. That's too bad if you're a Democrat. But I would rather have somebody, anybody responsible and get all this out.
You know, Bob, I guess what's hard for me is that this is not obviously just Donald Trump. The Republicans were complicit in this. You know, Mitch McConnell and others obviously sat on this. You know, they tried to get him to come forward in a bipartisan way to inform the public, and to reward this party by giving them basically the pick as for president in the House, to reward a party that I think is complicit in treason. As you say, I guess we'll see, but I mean, more and more that is coming out is really astounding, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's just, we've all, any sort of political standards we grew up with are gone. And I think that's what we have to face.
Right.
I didn't realize I'd gotten so old so fast, but or so strict on this. But the whole idea of the KGB interfering in American elections and the American people shrugging their shoulders is disconcerting.
And to put party before country the way the Republicans did, I think is just, I don't know if you know, Bob, but my dad ran with Barry Goldwater in 64. And, you know, we keep talking about that it was Barry Goldwater that went to the White House to ask Nixon to step down. I mean, I keep saying, since we've never been here, I don't know where we're going, but I'm wondering if there's going to be such a tipping point or a perfect storm of all this that the Republicans will ask him to step down rather than knowing he's going to be impeachable almost immediately, depending on what comes out. What do you think?
I would hope so, and I don't want to be... Look, I don't... You've got to understand, it's not a question of, you know, supporting Hillary Clinton. She has a financial mess on her hands that still hasn't come out.
Meaning?
You know, there's just too much money in politics, obviously.
Right.
But you throw in the fact that the Russians knew that, and I heard from some people inside the Clinton campaign what they were afraid of, is she was going to get elected, and then the Russians would use that information on the Clinton Foundation and a couple other things to whittle away at her presidency and maybe even get a special prosecutor indictment, whatever. That was their plan. It sounds logical to me.
Right. They've certainly had a penchant for over-investigating everything about Hillary Clinton, and you know, and the fact that they're sort of trying to ignore this or brush it under the carpet, as you say, that is, it really, if ever there is a time that something that is nonpartisan, as you keep saying, Bob, it is a foreign hostile power intervening. And I'd like to know one other thing I've seen out there, and you would know, I suppose, as a former CIA agent, is they very likely have stuff on Donald Trump as well, right? Or Republicans. So now we not only have a situation where he can be blackmailed.
I've heard that from their very partisan sources saying that he was compromised by the Russians, either financially or otherwise. What I do know is that Tillerson, the Secretary of State nominee, in Russia, if you want to be in the oil business there, you have to get deep into corruption. Now, Exxon itself does not break the law, and I'm not accusing it, but they know how to. Every American oil company, I know the oil business very well. You simply have to be involved in the corruption in that country, whether it's Nigeria or Colombia.
Yeah.
So he's tied at the apron strings. Now, he hasn't done anything illegal. I get the lawyers are sure of that, but their partners, the Russian partners, have. And we don't even know his financial connections indirectly or directly with Putin. We just don't know. And he's going to be the Secretary of State deciding whether we pull off sanctions or whether we give them a pass on the hacking.
Right, right.
It's scary. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I woke up last night. I never wake up.
Bob, I'm sure you...
The sound of gunfire doesn't wake me up.
Wow. No, me too. I've had horrible trouble sleeping, and I think a lot of people really have felt the same way, because they do also recognize that this is an act of war, that it has been an attack on our country, and it feels like January 20th, we have this meteor headed toward us that, you know... I'm sure you've gotten tons of reaction from your CNN appearances, Bob. What do you see happening now, or what do you think our choices are? I mean, this definitely isn't anything can happen year, right?
I think the choices are clear that we need to get this stuff out. I don't necessarily trust the CIA. Trump is half right about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It's the clarity we need.
Yeah, but that's, but for him who is, but Bob, for him who was for the Iraq war to now use that, when we all also know the whole story Dick Cheney and others obviously pressured the CIA and twisted and cherry picked. And yeah,
I used to run Iraqi operations. I know the books were cooked in the White House, not at the CIA.
Right.
CIA would have just brushed it off, said, we don't know.
Right.
But I mean, the intelligence is not perfect.
Right.
But I think for fairness for all of us to see, if we have a Russian-backed government in Washington, let's see the evidence. And I don't care about what sources and methods we might expose. This is too important. As I said on CNN, this is a constitutional crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, can I just say for one of the most accomplished agents in CIA history to tell me he's scared is not going to help my insomnia at all. Good God. I know. I mean, I think... Listen, you know, my dad was also a prosecutor at Nuremberg, and I don't know what it is. Like, somebody said, maybe it's in your blood. Like, I have an early warning system for fascism. But I'm like, people, do you understand the moment in history that we're at here in America?
We're definitely there. And what I would like to happen is Trump to come to his senses and appoint reasonable people. So far, it doesn't look that way.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, every move he's made since the election only confirms the suspicions about Russia, right? About Russian connections. I mean, it's...
Well, also global warming,
right.
Climate change,
right.
The rest of it. He is not going... He's not going to govern from the center.
No.
There used to be a little piece of wisdom. You know, you get elected with one bunch of people and govern with another. He's going to govern with the people that elected him.
Yeah, yeah, it is terrifying. Bob, thanks so much. I know you're much in demand these days. Thanks so much for taking time for us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Okay, there he goes. That was not comforting in any way.
No.
He is. Wow. You need to turn your microphone on. Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, what I heard was, we're screwed, we're screwed, we're screwed. We're
and
screwed.
Also... We're kind of screwed.
Screwed.
Yes. His most recent book is Perfect Kill, 21 Laws for Assassins, Personal History of Modern Assassination. He co-authored The Company We Keep with his wife. It's the story of the real-life Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Remember the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Sleeping with the Devil about the Saudi family and its relationship with the U.S., See No Evil, which recounts his years as a top CIA operative, and The Devil We Know, See No Evil was the basis for Syriana. Remember that George Clooney won the Academy Award for? Mm-hmm. He's that guy. Okay, all right.
Really smart.
The Career Intelligence Medal for CIA. Okay.